Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today. We are proud to be sponsored by Zeiss. Zeiss has been a partner in our practice for so many years. We appreciate all of their innovation, their attention to bringing us new products to bring value to our patients. We're thrilled to have our new OCTA with the Cirrus 6000 in our practice. It has already been a tremendous asset to our practice. Our patients love it. Now is the time to invest in technology. Welcome, everyone. Allison and I are back for an episode of For Students, By Students, which is a part of the Dr. April Jasper Show. And the reason we love this is because it gives Allison an opportunity to bring questions from her fellow students. And I don't always know the answers. I'll give you my opinion, and I'll tell you when it's simply opinion, yep, which is most of the time.
Thank you.
But I will also go after the answers from someone else if I don't know them. So I love that you're able to do that, Allie, and I hope that we're very authentic and bringing it to people in a way that helps them. So, and you know what? More than students appreciate that, too.
Yes, that's true.
All right, you ready?
Yes. Next question. I have it. A big thing I've noticed amongst the students, and I've gotten this question multiple times from students, what for when they're going out into the world after boards and after everything, after graduation and their doctors, everyone is very curious, what do you think is better? And for the long term, for the short term, I don't really know, just better in general. They want to know, should they go into corporate practices? Like, should they work under someone? Should they not have to bother owning their own private practice and dealing with all the stress? Or should they own their own private practice and be able to make all the rules and do their own thing? There's a lot of questions about which of the two, what are the pros and cons of each? Because obviously we're kind of early to be thinking about this right now, but at the same time, you know, it's right, one of those questions that's always back there. So
I think it's always a good thing to be thinking about. I will never forget when I was a student, Allison, one of the things that an instructor told me at the time, he was really good. I mean, all of the instructors are fabulous, but I remember him saying, whatever you choose, don't stop dreaming. And so his point was, and he went on to say, if you choose corporate practice and you enjoy it, great, but don't stay in it if what you really want is private practice. And if you choose to work at the VA and you love it, then stay with it, but don't stay in it if what you really want is something different and you're only staying there because you think that's the best you can do, or you start living to where you're spending every penny you make and now you have no freedom of choice because you feel like you're stuck with all the bills that you have. Yeah. And so that applies really to anyone in any profession, and it's really easy to live to the point where you're spending every penny you make. And then you get stuck in a job that you don't like, and you don't know how to move out of it. And that doesn't matter if it's private practice or commercial. But Allie's, I don't know if she's told any of you as she has this conversation with you, but what's interesting is my path has been pretty much in every one of those types of practice.
Yes. Which I learned a little bit later on, because I was only used to private, obviously, growing up. It was all the private practice. You owned everything, and we were always hanging out in the office, and we ran the world in here. So I had no idea that you started in the commercial business. So that was really cool for me to learn when I learned that.
Well, when you were born, we were in Tallahassee. And at that time, I leased space. I originally leased space in three different Walmart Vision Centers. And we did that for 6 years, seven years. Daddy always reminds me.
Wow.
So it was 7 years. I had you and then had Aiden and then decided that we wanted to be back home. So home is West Palm. 6 hours, 7 hours, depends who drives away. And so we came back home, and that's when I bought the practice we're in now. But even then, when we first came back home, Aiden was only 3 months old.
Yeah.
So I worked at a Sam's Club. It's still there. It's the one down on 45th Street.
That's crazy.
And I leased space there. And honestly, I absolutely loved it because he was a baby. I worked whatever hours I wanted. Oh, I got up in the morning and said, I'm going to work. I mean, I would tell him ahead of time, but I worked 3 days a week. I worked a very short schedule. They had no one else, so they let me do whatever I wanted.
Wow.
I'd go in and see patients and come home and take care of babies and had a blast. And then at the same time, we were looking for a practice to buy.
Oh, okay.
And so I sent out letters to every optometrist within 30 miles of where I wanted to practice. And I said, I'm willing to be an associate, an owner, or a partner. And do you have anything available? And it's funny because my friends that lived here and had been working here told me, there's nothing here. Don't come home.
Oh.
And I said, well, I'm coming home. I don't care if I don't have a job.
Super encouraging, everybody.
So I came home, obviously. I'm at the Sam's Club working. And I sent out these letters and I got over 20, I think I got 27 responses.
Oh my gosh.
All of these people were interested, but they weren't advertising. And it's, I mean, there's so many lessons in life. The lessons are obviously don't settle for what you don't want. And I knew I wanted to move on. I had a great 7 years mm-hmm. of working in a commercial setting. And I actually really liked that because it was just go in and see patients and enjoy your time seeing patients. Mm-hmm. And they supplied the equipment. I paid rent and I had one employee. There's something to be said for the simplicity of that.
Wow.
And then I went home at the end of the day.
Wow. Okay.
The trouble though is you're going to have a fixed income. Your income is only based on revenue that you make from seeing patients. So patient care, in most of those commercial settings, you don't sell contact lenses. So you have, and you don't sell glasses. Oh. So your revenue is very limited because of that. Mm-hmm. And so you have to think about how much money do I want to make? Do I want to have an OCT? Do I want to have all the high tech stuff that we have in our practice?
Yeah.
And do I want to treat disease mm-hmm. or do I just want to have patients come in and enjoy my time with them and they leave with a prescription? And so, you know, you go through those moments and it's crazy because I remember being in that setting and probably 4 years in saying, I'm doing exactly what that guy said not to do. We're living to exactly, you know, spending every penny we make, which weren't very many pennies. And that made us really reach the point where we said, it's going to be hard to transition to a different type of practice.
Yeah.
Now, I think the funny thing is what happens is a lot of people start with commercial. And by the way, my residency was at the VA hospital.
Right. Yep. I remember that.
And at that time, if I could have gotten a job there, I would have taken it. We would have lived in Boston and you would have had a whole different story for your life.
Wow.
Because we loved it there. That's and crazy. That's where we would have been. The just the atmosphere, the city, everything was incredible. But it wasn't going to happen. It was hard to get a job at a VA. And the laws weren't so great in Massachusetts at the time. We are thrilled to have CooperVision as a sponsor of our show. CooperVision is a global leader in contact lenses, serving eye care professionals and lens wearers in over 130 countries with the widest range of prescription options. CooperVision can be trusted to have a contact lens that meets your vision, lifestyle, and budget needs. From 1 day to 1 month replacement lenses, there are lenses for most prescriptions in any lifestyle or budget. CooperVision brings us the first and only soft contact lens designed for myopia control and FDA approved to slow the progression of myopia in age-appropriate children. Thank you to CooperVision for living your mission to provide innovative products to help millions of people see better each day. So we again came home, Tallahassee, got the leases there and worked there. And I learned a lot. I learned how to do billing and coding. I learned marketing.
Oh, wow.
I did all kinds of stuff to try to bring in more patients. That's a story for another day that we should talk about. And then basically I had three leases, cut it back to two, then cut it back to one because we were busy enough. And then finally said, I don't like that I don't have the freedom to choose that I want to be gone for 2 weeks and just mm-hmm. be gone. Because you sign a lease saying that you agree to be in the practice, be in the building for so many hours. So your freedom isn't really as free as it seems.
Yeah.
And that got to be a little bit challenging. I mean, when you were born, you know, I only took 2 weeks off after having a C-section.
Yeah. And then you went straight back to work.
That's really not
you crazy lady.
Ideal. Yeah. And so I think that it's a lot different today too. My friends that are in commercial practice are most of them are very happy, but some of them also have private practices.
Yeah.
So I just think you need to know what you're saying no to, know mm-hmm. what you're saying yes to, and do it because you want to, not because you have to. And then what I was going to say fixin' to say, but that isn't quite the right English. What I was going to say is what's really fun is that there are doctors that start out maybe in the military, VA.
Yeah.
They go to commercial practice, then they move to a ODMD practice, then They buy a practice, they sell their practice, end up back in commercial, which is many of my friends today.
Okay.
And so it doesn't really matter. You can be wherever you want to be. You really just have to look at how much money do I want to make or need to make?
Yeah.
How much do I want to work? And when you look at those factors and put those factors into play, then you have to look at how am I going to accomplish that? And what do I want to do every day, all day? Do I want to see 40 patients? Because if you work in an ODMD practice, you're probably going to see 40 to 50 patients a day. Or do I want to see 20 patients or maybe even 15 and just have a really fun time talking to everyone I see?
Yeah. Okay.
What else comes up? So when you guys talk about it, what are the things that really are the most concerning? Anything specific? Like, did I cover it all?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's more of like, because they obviously, a lot of them are techs and they'll work in practices and they've seen how it works and how it goes and everything. And it's always a battle of, okay, do I want to own my own practice and have that stress?
True. I didn't talk about that.
To have that amount of thought that's always going to be in my head of, I'm going to be going to bed at night and thinking,
can I pay the bills
today? Yeah. Can I pay the bills this month? You know, it's like, do you want that amount of stress on you for the freedom that you're getting? Cause you do own your own practice, or do you want to work in commercial, but then you don't necessarily have all that awesome freedom?
Kind of so situation. Let's, as we close, let's talk about that, because to be fair, I didn't talk about the stress of a private practice.
Yeah.
And you're right. That is unique to any other type of practice. Mm-hmm. You do have to pay the bills. You do have to work with your teams. The more staff you have, the more headache for most people until you learn how to do that. You have to do the buying and selling. You have a lot of good people to help you, hopefully.
Yeah.
But it all comes back to you.
Right.
And there is something to be said for the fact that that's a challenge. But there's some of us that love that challenge.
Right.
And you see it and you just are excited about the fact that if I do it right, I can make more money and take care of more people and bless more people. Mm-hmm. And so if you're up for the challenge and it's exciting to you, then go ahead. But if all you really want to do is spend your 8 hours and then do other stuff, it may not be the right thing for you, because you take your job home. When you are in a private practice, you live it. It's all day, every day, and mostly into the night. And I dream about it. You're right.
Yes, I dream about it. And my husband also dreams about it. It's insane, guys.
Well, he works here. So.
Yes, he works here too. So it makes sense. But still, we're all dreaming about optometry at night.
And if you love it, then that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But if it's not really what you want your life to be, then... But here's the good thing. If you don't spend all the money you make, then you can quickly make changes and you can try something different.
Yeah,
so that's the thing to remember, is be flexible. Just do your best wherever you are. Be the best doctor you can be wherever you practice. And in the end, you'll have a great time. It's a great profession.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you guys for joining us. And if you have questions for Allie to ask me, definitely send them her way.
Let me know.
And, or send them my way and I'll feed them to her and she'll ask me. But we appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for being a part of this with us.